The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome.
I'm going to get you high today, because it's Friday. You ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
Kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the Asian?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Rip cord in the hot bitch, bitch away.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
A couple of emails here. These people reached out, email at DaveandChuckTheFreak.com. That's where you can reach us as well. This guy said, prepare to peg. I'm emailing you from the backseat of a 75-year-old Uber driver because I don't know if I'm going to make it home alive.
You probably won't.
I've heard all about the Symphony of Destruction on your show, and up until this point, it was hilarious. But now it's real.
So this guy is emailing in the back of an Uber.
From the back of an Uber.
And he thinks he may die, and this is his time.
Yeah, this could be his final thing.
Writing an email.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. He obviously has no one important.
No.
Just us.
It's like one of those videos.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Glad we could be there for you.
Like a last moment video on a plane when they
yeah, exactly.
It's like turbulence, but everybody thinks they're going to die. And like,
Dave and Chuck, hey. One of the wings just came off. We're barely hanging on. This is probably it. Just want to let you guys know, maybe I'm going to make it, maybe I won't. I should try and call my mom.
Yeah. Oh, we don't know what.
Died. No.
He died.
That's it. I guess that's it. Yeah, sent from my iPhone, 11:38 last night. He said he's real jerky at the wheel. We're in a very well-lit, safe neighborhood, and he keeps turning his brights on.
Oh, yeah.
He's going anywhere from 40 to 70.
I put my brights on all the time, too, though.
Depending on what angle he's putting his glasses on. He's scaring the hell out of me. So I am hoping to make it.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
All the best.
We have to have a talk about your end of days.
Yeah, you should deny, right?
Final moments.
Like,
that you
just
think.
How that Uber driver saw Chuck and was like, nope.
Yeah.
I'm not driving that guy. You could do the same. If a 75-year-old guy pulls up in an Uber, you should say,
Oh, yeah. If Father Time pulled up. I'd be like, no.
It's a strange moment, though, because you've already...
You made eye contact.
You're in there. It.
Yeah. Right there.
You can't say, nah, never mind.
Hop in. We'll be fine.
It's just, you feel uncomfortable doing that, I'm sure.
Would you like some water, butterscotch candy?
I'm starting to piece together, though, why the Uber driver didn't come get me.
Why?
Because, well, number one, I look shady enough.
Yeah, that's it. That's what we thought it was.
But then I realized the hatred for the place that we were at from, like, the cab drivers.
Yeah, but if he's already there.
No, I was already out, and then he was coming to get me.
Oh, I thought he saw you. Like
he saw me.
Yeah,
he definitely saw me.
If he's already at that place.
But he must have been like, oh, there he is. And then he was like, where does he want to go? Oh, no. Like, nope, not worth my time to go through that maze.
Well, we hope
the underside is a maze for drivers.
Listener has survived, and that we get to see him. So let us know.
Probably not.
Don't get into a senior Uber, though. It's probably
it's terrifying.
I understand why they want to do it. It's nice money for seniors, right? They can work at their own pace, sign on whenever they want, sign off whenever they want.
But they're not known for their navigation skills nor their ability to hit the pedals, right?
Nope. No. They'll follow navigation right into a lake, and
yeah,
we all know that.
Could take you right to the center of a lake.
Better hope they're updated.
I wonder what would happen in that situation. I'm in an Uber. Mm-hmm. I get a 75-year-old driver. He's following GPS, and I know we're heading straight for a lake.
Yeah.
If I say, hey, stop, you're going to hit the lake,
yeah,
would he listen to me or would he listen to the Uber?
He should listen
with
to you.
GPS.
Unless he's one of those stubborn old birds. He's like, well, the Garmin's telling me to do this.
Hopefully we never get into that situation. You have to tell your Uber driver not to drive into
the lake. Don't drive me into the lake!
It seems pretty rare. Like, it might not ever happen. So.
Oh, real talky-talky back there.
The things I worry
That's
about.
Two yeah. stars for you, dummy.
Yeah.
God, I hope my Uber driver doesn't drive me into the lake today.
Yeah, the last one I was in, she almost hit a rear-ended a car.
Oh, God.
But it was a big lady that looked like us. Looked like Hodor playing a Saturday Night Live character in drag.
That's no good.
She was 6'1", this lady.
Really?
Big older lady.
Wow.
Telling me all kinds of stuff I didn't care about.
I've only had one senior Uber driver that was in Vegas. It was an older black guy. But he was fairly good. He was pretty good.
He made
one illegal U-turn, but that's just...
It's hard to know what you're going to get.
It is. Yeah. You because you could get a 25-year-old guy who drives like hell too, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Some people just, they come from another country, and where they drive, the way they drive in that country is just gangbusters.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then they come over here and they're like, well, gangbusters.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
It's crazy.
So, listen to this. I apparently helped a guy make 20 grand.
Well, that's cool.
He said, newer listener, I'm so glad I found your show. It's great.
Insider trading. Good luck.
No. He said, I'm not a morning person, so I listen to the podcast every weekday, later mornings on my way to work. I have two cell phones, one personal, one for work. So today, I have the show on in the background playing in the car at a low volume while I was on a sales call on my work phone. All of a sudden, mid-call, Tool music started blasting.
Nice.
And the client I have on the phone says, what in the hell is that? I explained, oh, I'm so sorry. I have Dave and Chuck the Freak on in the background. For some reason, the music just fired up. He laughed and he said, oh my God, that's funny. I know just what happened. I listened to that show this morning. Dave said, hey, Siri, play Tool on the show today. And music started in my office. The same thing happened to me. 15 minutes later, after laughing and talking about your show, I got the account. The call was going terrible up until that point. 20 grand in commission. I love you. Please ask Siri to do things on a regular basis to bless me with more good luck. It's just too bad you can't ask Siri to fix broken toes or move skunks. I'm almost certain Siri can schedule Apple Store appointments to fix your screen and speakers, though. But again, thanks to all you guys. I made 20 grand because of your show.
And we're going to get a little bit of that.
There's Italian Lisa. Hey, where's our cut? 20 grand. Hey, a little off the top.
Every month we're going to give you a little visit.
Yeah. I'd say about 15 is yours.
You want to protect your accounts? We'll help you. Nobody will mess with you.
Real scary if all of a sudden someone came by with a pipe.
You never know.
Things happen to small businesses.
You never know.
Salespeople. Sure, you know, they go out there, they get accounts, they disappear.
Think about it. You're out there all day alone.
It's nice that we got some positive feedback from that, because most of it was negative, because all these people had emails because I said, I asked Alexa.
Yeah,
I'm going to whisper it now. Alexa to play She Bangs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it wasn't
so
the
many
tool
people
that got you.
Sent us screenshots of you bastard. my car displayed She Bangs.
I'm going to say that our show has cost people more money than it's made them.
Well, we've heard of some car accidents caused because people were laughing. That's, you know, nice and horrible at the same time.
Yeah.
It's nice that you're laughing so hard at something that's happened on the show, but it's sad that you then drove off the road.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or passed out behind the wheel.
Exploded and all that.
Yeah. Sorry you exploded.
Sorry about your explosion.
Love Dave and Chuck.
Sorry your body exploded.
We apologize.
Yeah, I'm not really sure how many other ways our show could have made people money.
No.
Probably our show makes no money.
No.
Hashtag true. All right, so this poor bastard sent us an email too. He said, hey guys, longtime listener, never had a reason to email you before now. So I'm going through a pretty tough time after a breakup. My girlfriend of over a year just broke up with me a few months ago. When we got into it and I asked her why, she just blurted out, I'm so sorry, but your penis is just too small.
Oh my God.
Jesus.
Can
just
you effing believe
up.
That? That's it, right? He said, now I know I'm not packing a ton of heat, but I say I'm pretty close to average, about 5.5 inches when hard.
Yeah, she wants a big one.
The thing is, it's in my head. I've tried to hook up twice since that happened, and I haven't been able to get it up, worrying about if they think it's too small as well.
Well, they do.
How can I get out of this tiny penis funk? Please help.
I can't believe she said that.
That's terrible.
Is that, don't say that. She's
a terrible person.
I can't.
Gotta find a tiny lady.
No, he's normal. Come on. He's average size.
He's not.
Five and a half is average, Chuck.
It's not enough these days. It's not enough.
Okay, quickly here, I want to know, guys, has anyone ever said that to you before? Has a woman been that heartless to say they were breaking up with you because your dong was too small? 1-855-954-6969, toll free, 1-855-954-6969. You can text 46969.
I just wonder what he did. Like, I don't think it's just as simple as...
That's like a girl being malicious for some reason.
For some reason, there might be a reason.
The only time I've ever been told it was small, and it is, is because someone was so mad. They were like so mad that they were like, they were just, what's the worst thing you can say to a guy? Like, so they said it.
That's it.
And it's like, okay.
Unless he was with a true, but he dated this girl, so it's not like.
They were together over a year.
Yeah.
But it's not like, I don't think they went from just like, we're happy and everything's great, but I want to break up now.
Yeah, because you're small. You don't stick around with a small guy for a year.
Right.
Something happened. He was either a real dick.
Probably.
That's what it seems like.
You know?
That's the only reason a woman would say something like that.
She just couldn't have said, I just can't handle this anymore. I can't handle that tiny little thing.
I don't know, man.
She tried and couldn't.
I mean, but try for a year?
Yeah.
I mean, try for a year? For a year?
Like a true unabashed size queen wouldn't have stuck around for
Oh, my God.
He's probably an a-hole for half that year.
Yeah, there's more to it.
I just think there is.
I'm hoping you're not an a-hole. I'm hoping you're a nice guy.
I know. I hope you're not an a-hole. I don't know, really, but.
But it's a horrible, horrible thing for someone to say to a guy. I mean, even to say something like that to a woman about the size of her badge or...
It's not the same.
Not even close.
I mean, what else? I'm sure you could say something like you're ugly or whatever.
Big, yeah. Or like,
something like that would probably get to a woman more. I need a prettier girl.
I don't know if there's anything that girls have such a... ego-driven response to.
I don't think there's anything that they...
The male and female brain. Wired differently.
Yeah.
Our ego's between our legs.
Yeah.
For a lot of guys.
You base a lot on that.
Yeah, I know. It's true.
Obviously, that's we like talk
the,
about
that's
it so
like
much.
The one hard-hitting guy body issue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, girls have millions of things they deal with and as far as judgment of society and their bodies.
Way more, actually.
Yeah,
because of that, it's spread out.
It's a lot of pressure.
Because of that, it's spread out.
Right. Yeah. One thing doesn't hold that much weight.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's like a lot of got a million things to worry about. Right. Guys, it's just the one thing. Like right now, there's a homeless guy with no hope with a big donger and he's walking the streets like, nah, life is good.
No, it's fine. Everything's fine.
You know?
I ate a rat yesterday.
You know?
Oh, God.
Everything's great.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Let's go to the Dave and Chuck lines here. Bill's in Tampa. Good morning, Bill. Have you had a woman break up with you because your penis was too small?
Well, it wasn't so much breaking up, but I had a girlfriend that was living with me, and she was meaner than a rattlesnake. Oh. And she was no longer with me, but she made that remark to me a couple of times. And I'm unlike the other guy. I'm above average, okay?
Right.
But this gal was she kept rubbing into me about the guy that she was with was packing like a 13-incher, all right?
Jesus.
And I gotta be honest with you, I'm above average, but I'm not no 13-inch.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
I guess she got used to that. But anytime she got mad at me, she'd talk about how small my unit was, all right? And I gotta be honest with you, it does work on your psyche.
I suppose
if you're a 12-inch guy and a girl told you that, it'd work on you. But that's a terrible thing for us. But the only thing about a guy is he has no real comeback on a girl. There's nothing really you can say about a girl that can really hurt her. The only thing that I know that hurts girls is if you call them a C word. They hate that word.
Right.
That's about the only thing you can do. It doesn't damage them. The only thing you can do is look bad, actually.
Yeah.
It's really the nuclear option for chicks. It's very...
That, and the thing is, honestly, I know in my own personal experience with it, it was a nuclear option because they realized, oh my God, he's not going to give me another chance.
Mm.
Like, I cut someone loose, and they were trying to get back with me, and I was like, nope. It's not happening.
Yeah,
it's not happening. And then they realized it like after weeks.
I only had it seen it once. Like one of my friends right out of high school told a guy that she dated in front of everyone.
Oh my God!
And did like in front of people. You're small, you know. And it was a big thing. But he deserved it because he's such a jerk.
Yeah, he was a jerk.
He was just not a good guy.
You can't be average or small and be a jerk.
No, you can't.
And he continued to be a jerk, so I don't know.
Oh, did you see Lisa's little tiny
fingers?
That's
what she did.
That's what my friend did. I think all girls have that. That's their nuclear, that's the warhead.
Mm-hmm. And we were all like, ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The only thing you can do is...
Kim Dong-un.
Yeah. Women have that, like, nuclear button. They can hit it. And what if they found, do, it's insane.
Yeah. What I found is just, if you already know, it doesn't hurt as bad. It's like, I know. Who cares?
No, but Chuck, I think it would still hurt.
Well, it hurt. No, but that's what I mean. Like, it hurts, but at the same time, like, I think the guys that are under some kind of misconception that they're okay... It hurts them more.
Yeah. John's in Detroit. You know? John, have you ever had a woman say that to you?
Kind of. Yes. I did have a girl break up with me saying that I did have a small penis.
Mm. And how did that work out?
I found it quite hilarious because I've done nude modeling. And I was like, well, if that's small, what the heck are you used to?
Yeah, huge, yeah. Just giant.
Right. How do you get into nude modeling? What kind of nude modeling have you done?
I've done tons of them.
Universities, once in a while, they need art students.
I see, okay.
And I'm very comfortable with my body. So, a friend approached me and she's like, hey, I'm doing some nude modeling. Can you... I know you're comfortable. Do you mind coming out and this and that? And I'm like, yeah, sure. Why not?
So even though you had a girl dump you because you were saying you had a small penis and you're confident in your body and you've done nude modeling, did it still get to you, though?
It did. It really did. It was kind of one of those moments. I'm like, hey, I always thought I was adequate, but what am I going up against?
Well, so, listen, I mean, there's always...
Someone bigger.
There's always someone bigger out there,
yeah.
You know? And I do think it's real pie in the eye, the guy with the 12, when the girl is like,
thanks, John.
Well, I was with someone who was 14.
If you're 12 or 13 inches, you need to talk to Guinness Book of World Records.
No doubt.
Also, just being a nude model doesn't mean you have a huge dong.
No, right, my God, right.
No. Especially the university, I think, is taking anybody who's willing to take off their clothes in front of a room of students.
Not a lot of volunteers.
Mostly it was strippers that did all that stuff at my school.
Yeah.
You can talk to a stripper and get her to do it.
Spoons.
But I knew normal dudes that did it, too.
Oh.
The nude model.
Spoons in Detroit. What's up, Spoon?
Ripcord. What's going on, fellas? Y'all all right?
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah. Beautiful. Hey, listen, man, I had this thing work in reverse, actually, once. I had someone that wasn't of my culture, and she decided to give me a shot, just thinking that it was, you know, that I am packing like that. And I'm not swinging the baseball bat, but I'm not packing a peanut either. So,
right.
You know, but it actually worked out in my favor, man. And yeah, she was disappointed, but hell, I got mine, bro. So what can you say?
Yes. That's the healthy attitude.
She was expecting you to be packing to be a giant black hammer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly. She wanted me to, like, blow her back out, bro. And I'm just like, yo, you got the wrong guy, man. This is not me. So And when I got finished, I could hear her like walking out like, oh, fat ass, you know. And I'm like, yep, yep, okay, all right, see you later.
You know, we have heard that, though, Spoon, from a lot of black guys through the years, that the expectation when they take their pants off is that an anaconda is going to fall out.
Yep.
And if it doesn't, sometimes that gets in their head.
Yeah, well, no, not me. I'm, you know, listen, I'm kind of like Chuck on this one. I deal with what I got, and I keep life moving. If you like it, you like it. Enjoy the ride. If you don't, see you later.
Yeah, yeah. Good attitude. Thanks for calling in, man.
Have a good one, fellas. Yep.
See ya. There he is, Spoon. next caller. Good morning.
Hey.
How you doing?
You guys are talking. I had a pretty good, solid little dick story.
We're here. We're here to take it. Dave and Chuck, you're right.
That's a rafter. Just called him next caller.
It first started when I... So we got my first girlfriend around 18. She always had her ex had a big package, if you would.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So I had to deal with that with my first ever girlfriend. So that was a blast. And then later down the line, after maybe one or two more, I cheated on my girl at the time, which was a terrible mistake. But it was a girl that I was always trying to get with. She put me on blast on Facebook.
What'd she say?
I had a little dick. And she said my dick looked like a shriveled up Cheeto.
Mm. Oh, she said that on Facebook.
Damn.
Yeah. Ouch. My buddy hit me up. Hey, do you see what you got tagged in on Facebook? I was like, no, I've been at work all day. What's up? And I read it. Like, oh crap.
That's bad.
Yep.
Friends call you Cheeto now?
It's not a bad
nickname. You know, it would be Chester Cheeto would be a solid nickname. I accept it, but I as time passed, I've been told it's quite adequate and
right.
Well done. So
there you go.
I'm able to move past it, but yeah, that was a hard hit.
Yeah, I'm sure it was,
social
dude.
Social media.
Yeah. Thanks, Cheeto. You have a good day, man.
I was thinking a shriveled up Cheeto, but it's still the cheesiest.
Exactly.
Ooh, that's not good. That's ain't orange. Good.
I think it's a young girl move too. I really do. I don't know if girls, as they get older, they're just like, you know what? I could say a lot. I won't say that.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know if that's something that they consciously think of.
It's just such a nuclear option.
Yeah.
It's
like, it is. I hope when women mature, they realize you're basically destroying a guy's life.
Right.
When you say that. Mm-hmm. So you shouldn't. This person said, never broken up with someone over a small dong, but I've stopped hooking up with someone once he whipped out his tiny peck.
Well, that's why I'm calling BS on this girl saying that to this guy.
Mm-hmm.
So she was with him for a year.
Yeah, he did something.
Like, how many times do you think in a new relationship they banged in a year?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Like
a lot.
Hundreds? You know what I mean? Hundreds. They should have.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the phones here for a few more calls. We're wondering, has a woman broken up with you and told you you have a really small dong when she did? Joe's in Tampa. Hey, Joe.
Hey. Prepare to peg?
Prepare to peg.
Prepare to peg, sir.
Are you about to peg?
Yes.
Peg!
Oh. Got him.
So I actually had a girlfriend. We broke up. I was actually being a jerk to her. And she said that I had a small penis. And then she actually went around and told all my friends that I had a small penis. And the next girl that I was supposed to have sex with later down the road actually made me prove that I didn't have one. So that was pretty embarrassing.
Yeah.
Oh, do you had to like Jesus fire it up in front of her? What do you mean?
Exactly.
Yeah. I had to shove it up for her to make sure it was worthy.
Wow. There you go. Oh, God. That's just the beginning of a size thing.
I wouldn't get with that girl.
No.
I'm not going to get with a girl who wants me to prove it to her.
He just had a bunch of nasty rumors about himself. He had to get with whoever was
get with. Squash them, I guess.
You know, you got to get with whoever you can get with.
All right, Joe. You've had some
terrible
nasty
group
ladies.
Of individuals you're hanging out with.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
This guy, listen to this. Married 14 years, had a bad divorce, 9 days at trial.
Yikes.
Whoa.
Her lawyer cross-examined her about our intimacy, and on the record, she said, quote, he was horrible in bed.
Oh, no. Yeah.
He has a small penis.
Oh, on the record?
I object, Your Honor! Someone had to type that.
Oh, my God.
He was horrible in bed.
That's horrible. That's a bad divorce.
The court froze. The judge even didn't know what to say, finally said, let's move on.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
He said, I'm pretty comfortable with my unit. It actually was truly hysterical.
I'd be like, listen, get me up on that stand.
Exhibit A!
Yeah. Except, you know, it is small. And then he was like, well.
And you can't argue. I mean, she obviously didn't enjoy the sex.
Right.
So,
no.
Can't argue
Nine
that one.
9 days
he
at
probably
trial?
Didn't either.
Yeah, well.
But everyone in that courthouse now is like, look yeah. at that tiny dick, man.
That's awful.
That is bad.
I've never heard of such a thing.
No, divorces go like that. My dad's were just like.
It usually doesn't.
Normally they don't.
They settle and,
yeah.
you know.
It's an odd one.
It's someone that's like a divorce where they're fighting over every lamp.
Yeah.
Oh,
you know what
like
I mean?
Real yeah, nasty sucks. Drag out stuff.
Yeah.
This guy said, I'm above average, but years ago during a breakup, a woman explained, I like them big. It hurt. My only comeback was, oh, yeah, you gave horrible BJs.
Not bad. Not bad, because every girl does think they give the best one.
Yeah, you give horrible
so it's not
BJs.
The ba- it's not the worst comeback of all time.
Yeah.
It's not even close.
No, it doesn't compare.
But it's not bad.
Rusty,
off the top of your head.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Not too bad. How are you?
We're okay. Did you ever have a girl dump you because of a tiny dong?
Yeah. I was with my girlfriend for 2 years, and then my friend Knuckles from the city moved in with us.
Knuckles,
like from Sonic, and
Knuckles moved in. Okay.
Yeah, everyone calls him Knuckles or Nux, and she cheated on me with him and realized what a real donger was.
Oh yeah,
my 3-incher wasn't cutting it anymore.
No, Knuckles was packing all the
Knuckles
thunder,
had all the heat. Yeah, huh?
Knuckles.
10 Knuckles.
Yeah, Knuckles is. I guess he's got some crazy huge donger, you know, and he knows how to use it.
Oh, Nux.
Yeah.
Are you and Nux still talking?
So sad.
Oh, yeah, I'll always talk to Nux. He's a legend.
Yeah, well, yeah, he's a legend.
It's like the saddest tone in his voice.
I'm all broken. I'm broken down.
A guy named Knuckles stole his lady.
I mean, I guess so.
Come
I guess
on,
they're never the same.
Lisa, he's got a tiny dong, and a guy named Knuckles stole his lady.
I think it's just a genius way to talk about your friend on the air.
Knuckles, yeah.
I think
Knuckles is just a guy.
Knuckles.
His buddy.
This person said, I had a chick that got at me, and she said, you got a small penis. My instant reply back to her was, are you sure you just don't have a big vagina?
Mm.
There was silence, and I knew I struck a nerve with her.
It's always the comeback.
She did hook up with me again a few months later.
It doesn't affect them, though, the same way.
No, it
does.
She
just started doing Kegels. And
right, she just tightened it all up.
Tightened it up.
Yeah, well tried.
I feel like if you can't really attack the size,
you can see a doctor for that, too.
Why don't you attack the smell?
It's not a bad.
Because that's where I would go.
Ooh, that
if
is,
somebody
that's a
was
good
like,
one.
You got a small penis. Like, well, you got a smelly stinks.
You got a real stinky vagina,
yeah,
lady.
Is there a tuna factory down there? What's going on?
You know what? It's not. That's pretty good.
But you would know that was BS, depending on how many times you've been together.
Well, that's true. But
because, instantly that would be a deal breaker for a lot of
people. Yeah, she smells like strawberries and sunshine, and you're talking about.
Yeah, well, when I'm spending most of my time down there anyways. But if you're out in public and you're having a dispute, nobody around you is not going to know it's not true.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a public option.
Yeah, like she might know in her heart of hearts that her vag smells perfectly fine. Mm-hmm. But
the
strangers
people
around who are eavesdropping on your personal argument are going to be like, oh my God, that girl's got a smelly vagina.
Yeah.
Someone said the best comeback they ever had was, you got a big sloppy pussy.
Wow. Yeah.
Big and sloppy.
Some people like them big and sloppy, though.
Just bounce right
like
off
the sloppy
a girl.
Joes, you know?
Just bounce right off a girl.
Extra sloppy.
Come on, not sloppy jeans. Jake's with us. Hi, Jake.
Good morning. Prepare to peg.
Preparing to peg. Are you prepared?
I'm prepared, sir.
Prepare to peg.
It's an easy peg. It's a tiny dog. Jake, what's your comment?
I won't even feel it, sir.
Tiny. I'm with Chuck. There's something else going on here. Either this chick is getting railed by a friggin' 10-incher, or I don't know, man. But, you know, after 5 years, I had a girl do the same thing to me. I'm like, oh, yeah? After 5 years, it's all of a sudden really small? Like, get out of here. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
There's no way. I don't think this dude's got nothing to worry about. There's something else going on.
All right, man.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling
in. He's either been a jerk or... you know, they've been fighting. They realize it's not going to happen. It's a nuclear button. She pushed it. And I'm guessing that she's younger. But.
Yeah, for sure.
Ooh, tell her she tastes like hot garbage. Oh, yeah, you taste like hot garbage.
Yeah, but I'm like, you know, but you've been to the, you know, you've been to the buffet.
Right, you've been eating at that
300
restaurant
times. For, yeah. You know? Like, you taste terrible all those 300 times.
Tim said Knuckles makes them girls buckle.
It's knuckle, you know.
Knuckles. Kyle. Good morning, Kyle. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Good. We're talking about penis hat, the devastating thing of having a lady break up with you because you've got a tiny dong.
Well, I've been told that, and I've always said that, you know, it works for me. It doesn't matter if it works for you. Or, you know, you strike back with, yeah, well, your tits are lopsided, or your nipples look funny.
Yeah, there you go. They get really good in their head.
I know. It doesn't, yeah. That lopsided
might
boobs.
Go and get them fixed or
yeah.
Something.
That's like someone telling me I got lopsided balls.
Whatever. No matter what you tell a girl, they can fix it. Yeah, really. No matter
much.
What you tell a girl.
Yeah, if it really got
if
to them
you
that
tell
much.
A guy that, and he can't, you know, process it. There's nothing you can do as a guy.
Right.
There's no surgery you can go get. There's nothing.
Mm-mm.
The only thing you can do is win at life. That's it. Try and win at life.
So Pat apparently had a response to that that really did hit hard to a lady. Hey, Pat, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. So when I was in college, let me first say, I have an incredibly small penis. It's lower than average.
Right.
Probably five tops on a good day.
All right.
Word.
But I've accepted this.
Yes. Well, good for you.
I've accepted my shit. So anyway, I was with this girl for a couple of times, and we were done. And she said, you know, I cannot continue to do this. You don't have enough for me to work with. And my only response to her was that she had a hairy beehole, and she cried immediately, and I found out she was incredibly self-conscious about it. And
wow, that's
after about 3 years, she reached out to me via text.
Yeah. Oh,
and
oh, wait, she reached out to you. Reached out to you
she
through text.
Reached out to me at the request of her therapist because she's been seeing somebody about self-conscious anxiety.
So she had to go to a therapist because of a hairy butthole?
Yeah, exactly.
What?
It's not,
just wax
listen.
It.
It's a
It'll always
area.
Grow back. It'll always grow back.
So why are you here to see me today? What are we going to talk about?
Don't you feel like you kind of...
So you mentally damaged her.
Yeah, he mentally damaged her, but it's almost like he was playing that carny game where you've got that dart.
Yeah.
And you just got to hit a balloon and hope for the best. And he hit the right balloon.
Yeah,
the
for life, now balloon. She's a mess.
Yep.
Yeah. So is she better now?
No.
No. Well, she reached out to him because she needed the therapist recommended it.
Yeah,
like,
the closure.
You
it was like some kind of closure.
Closure? How do you reach out to someone from college about him saying that?
My butthole's hairy. I've been talking to somebody about it.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I don't know why the therapist recommended
it. No, I don't either.
Closure.
That's a weird thing. Usually you do that if you're an alcoholic and you've stolen somebody's money and...
Well, you know what it probably was is that they were like, listen, you need to apologize. She probably wasn't so much hung up about her own beehole. She was feeling bad about what she said to him.
Mm.
There's a lot of that, I think, that happens where you go back and apologize for things that you know you did that were really bad.
Yeah.
You know? Mm. Maybe that's what it started as.
Well, ladies, don't be so heartless. Don't ever, ever, no matter... how much you don't like the guy. I mean, he'd have to be a gigantic douchebag knowing.
Well, a lot of us are.
I think everybody knows what they got.
Yeah.
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 But you'll destroy a man if you say that. Just a heads up.
I think destroy is maybe a bit too harsh, but you'll damage him.
Depending on the guy, you can destroy the guy. So watch your words. Al Beck said she was probably doing better until she heard that guy talking about her hairy beehole on the radio.
Oh, no. She's it's all
welcome back.
Square one here.
Yep.
back to the couch.
Back to the therapy.
I had a breakdown. A hairy butthole breakdown.
Yep. Kill herself now.
Just wax it. You're so right. You can get rid of it in a second.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com.
text Jason to 45911, and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
We got an email from one of our female listeners. She said, I was thinking of taking this story to the grave, but I have to get it off my chest. So please, please keep me anonymous.
Such a bad idea. Okay.
I'm a 21-year-old woman. For context, my boyfriend hates having his belly button touched because his stomach is super ticklish. Sometimes when I'm tickling him or spooning him, I'll put my finger in his belly button for a second and, you know, he freaks out.
Yeah.
So the other night, things were getting sexy.
I'll get you right back for that.
I was kissing down his stomach on my way to give him some BJ stuff.
Yes. Yes.
I kissed right above his belly button and thought, wouldn't it be hilarious if I stick my tongue in his belly button right now?
You want to get socked?
Well, God. It wasn't. He did laugh and kind of shoved me away. But the second I pulled my tongue away and closed my mouth, I realized I'd gone too deep.
No.
Oh. I overestimated how deep his belly button was because I had a big piece of belly button lint stuck to my tongue.
Oh, God.
Well, it does collect stuff.
That's what you get. You'll never do that
again.
It
does collect stuff.
Ew.
Girls that play with dudes' belly buttons, they're in for surprises.
I know, we think it's funny, but it's
one of the most
not,
disgusting no. places on me.
Yeah, it's a cavernous hole.
Yeah, I really gotta get in there with like a
like a tool.
Yeah. My butthole is sometimes cleaner than it.
Oh my God.
It's the truth, kind of.
It's the truth.
You clean your butthole more than you do your belly button.
The amount of time I put into my b-hole being clean.
I mean, it's like a butthole in the middle of your abdomen.
Yeah.
Gosh, I thought of it like that.
And you get a belly lease, and you know it's a different game, different ball game, different belly button ball
game. It's a belly b-hole.
I know this is weird and not everyone has experienced it, but, you know, when I had my face pierced, you had to clean your piercing because if you didn't, it would start to stink.
Get, like, crust and stuff on
it would
there.
Start to stink, too. Like, there was, like, a smell. Mm-hmm. Belly buttons smell like that.
Yeah, belly buttons.
If you don't get in there and give it hell.
You got to give
just
it
like
help.
Stretched earlobes. Like,
yeah.
If I don't clean my ears or I clean my piercings in my ears, you get like a funk and
there's
it's
like
a stinky.
Yeah.
Like,
listen, any hole you don't clean smells.
Exactly.
Okay, let's just put that out there for people.
You got it.
Ear holes, bee holes, belly holes.
Her boyfriend's belly button did not smell because she wouldn't have been in there. So,
no, but I will say this, like it does collect lint off your shirt. I don't know why. I don't know why. It's like a washing machine.
It's weird.
Well, we think of it rubs up and down. So stuff just kind of goes in
there. Yeah.
So she realized she had a piece of belly button lint, a big piece stuck in her tongue. She said, listen to this, in sheer panic, not wanting to embarrass him or ruin the mood. I swallowed it.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Yes, I swallowed
it. Oh my God.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. You got to go to a doctor.
She said, yes, I swallowed his belly button lint.
Oh man.
And he doesn't know anything about it.
Immediately, I was like, why the F did I do that? Mm. We carried on, but I couldn't stop thinking about it. And even right now at work, I feel a little sick every time I think about it. It's been haunting me all day.
Because mine isn't just my lint. It's a mixture of some of my chest hair that has come loose.
And belly hair.
It's belly hair. And
sweat. Dorito crumbs.
Yeah.
Dorito crumbs.
Maybe that just means.
It's maybe just you.
I always eat my Dorito shirtless, yes, if you were wondering.
But she won't do that again. She'll never, ever.
Your belly button is your first mouth.
That's true.
Oh, my goodness.
It is. Ooh. It's how you
eat.
That's
a weird way to look into it. She said, so I know I can never tell anyone I know about this.
No.
So please give me the closure I need to forget about this. I can only tell you guys. Sincerely yours, should have spit, not swallowed.
Just, you got to casually just pretend you had a little bit of, like maybe some stomach hair.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you can be a discreet.
No,
she
didn't want to ruin the moment.
That's
I'm grossed out right now. I'm making crazy.
You know,
noises.
I wouldn't even dream of even with a girl. And I gotta assume that their belly buttons are nicer than ours.
You're right. I've never gone into a woman's. I'm not going.
I'm not diving in.
No, I'm not. Nope.
Sure, a lot of people do.
I'm not finding.
Someone
the bottom.
Just said I'm so turned on right now.
I'm not finding the bottom of that thing. No point. I'll concentrate fire elsewhere.
I usually can see the bottom of it.
Well, yeah. Some of them have like the where it's not, you know, It's like a super innie.
Girls are just so not gross.
Yeah, well, that's what you hope. Still not going to take a chance.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
What, Dave?
Never lick a belly button, this guy says.
Why?
I went to Raspberry, my fiance's belly button, and he had a yeast infection in it.
Never heard of that. Yeast
you can
infection.
Get a yeast infection in your belly button? That guy's a dirty bastard.
Anywhere yeah. that gets moist, right?
If you're getting a yeast infection.
That in means it's moist.
Belly.
You got to get you some, what is that?
Oh, yeah. Right there, right there, right there.
How's that smell?
A belly button yeast infection?
Jesus Christ.
Belly button discharge.
Going to put Monistat 7 in there or something?
Yeah.
You got to rub that Monistat cream.
That's what you need.
Oh, along with a white discharge from your belly button, it can cover your navel with an itchy red rash. You got to use an antifungal cream like Monistat, Derm, and keep your navel clean and dry.
I'm kind of lucky because I have like
pictures.
I have an easy access belly button. But you see like the one on the left there where it starts to get like, ooh, you can't really tell. Ooh God, look at this, guys.
Oh, my God.
I'll tell you what, though. What is that? What is that?
Looks like somebody hacked.
I can't look at this anymore.
This is brutal.
Clean your belly buttons. I guess that's the message.
It's like super, it's super easy to not have like a totally disgusting.
Oh, my God. Discharge, belly button, discharge, belly button, discharge.
Why don't you dive into that?
It looks like a gummy bear.
Yeah, a green one.
James, like a green and yellow.
James, that's not a gummy
snake.
It doesn't look like a
gummy. It doesn't look like any gummy bear. I'd put in my mouth.
Gummy bears are way better.
That's how gummy bears come from.
James.
Someone said, you guys just ruined kissing my wife around her belly button for me.
I understand kissing around it. I understand kissing around it, but the dive down in it.
The get in there?
The get right in there? What is that? Like, is that getting a chick off? I don't think so.
Some people must like it, dude. Some people must like getting their belly button eaten out.
What? Stop it.
That's wild.
So I said, I never want to hear the world's belly button discharge again.
Oh, man, I would never spend any time going down on a belly button. I wouldn't. I don't get it. This is kind of blowing me away a little bit.
And then there's the people that like, people dine on the backside and you're complaining about a belly button.
Yeah, no, but dining on the backside, that to me at least makes some kind of sexual sense.
Oh my God, someone said, I almost just crashed an oil delivery truck when you read that she swallowed the lint.
Yeah, that was a rough thing for us all to go through.
But guys do have their, like, it's a sensitive spot, the belly button. So it's, you know, funny to go in there, like, try and get it.
Well,
like,
my belly button's connected to my nuts.
Yeah.
So if you poke me in the, if you poke me there, my nuts go, woo.
There's something, there must be something in ancient people because, like, there's a, like, girls like going in belly buttons.
Yeah.
They got, like, a thing with it.
Because of the reaction.
Yeah, it's like.
But, mouth part.
It does. It turns your guy into a Southern belle, like, right away. It's like, I do declare.
Stop it.
That's fine. If you want to poke it, if you want to, like, Pillsbury Doughboy me, that's fine. I'm still upset because it hurts my nuts.
It's funny to us.
But at the same time, like, wow, what a warning I would give you before you decided you were going to go down to the bottom of it with your tongue and swirl it around. And because I would just be looking in horror, like, I can't kiss you anymore.
Yeah, the mouth stuff is real weird, but
I understand tickling somebody and like
even
the
giving
reaction.
It a poke.
Because I'll poke your beehole just like that. You know, like that's the male response to that.
Some women have the same reaction when you push their belly button in. This woman said she can feel the pressure in her bit. She thinks it's awful. So
okay, yeah.
Some
so
people
then,
don't.
We looked
don't
it up
like
once,
it.
Right? Like,
yeah,
because
like so.
Mine, when you push into it, it's like. I feel it at the base of my penis.
Oh, yeah. See, I get my balls.
Yeah, right in the balls.
Connected.
Some kind of connection.
Yeah, there's got to be. I feel like that. I feel it. I don't know. I do feel like it's in my gut somewhere, the whole push in your belly button.
It'll make the most bikery tough guy just be like, oh, you're such a rascal. Why would you ever do that?
You guys never had a man do it.
Speaking of, well, yeah, Chuck. Speaking of bike week, someone said in Florida, downtown Daytona, girls put shots in their belly buttons for customers to drink out.
Oh.
Well, hopefully they've been cleaning them.
Alcohol, so that helps, like,
yeah,
kills the germs. Kills it, disinfects
a little bit. But at the same time, if she's working at the bar and then you're the 45th guy to drink a shot out of her belly button.
Normally, when you see that type of thing, it's like you go up to the bar with a girl that you know, and usually that it's like some chick you're banging or whatever.
Like a luge.
And they do a thing and you drink it off of someone you know. I would never randomly drink a drink out of a stranger's beehole or...
No, in Mexico, I had Mexican women try and get me to drink from them and I would not do it.
No matter how drunk you are.
No, yeah. I know. Come on, I know.
Like, you know, I can still, even when very drunk, analyze the situation and realize I can catch something in that moment.
Yeah. Well, thanks for being brave, lady. You did share quite a story with us that has made
highly disturbing.
Lots of people heave this morning. So
that's crazy to me that somebody might like really love it.
There are a few people that texted in. They love belly button play. Of course, Chuck. People are into everything. I know. That blows your mind.
Belly button play is one thing.
Pulling a piece of lint that's like you want a little furry toy out of a claw machine and swallowing it.
Trying to swallow it too. I can't even imagine. You'd need to take a drink. It'd be like swallowing a pill. A fuzzy pill.
Yeah, a real fuzzy, sweaty, disgusting.
If you ever
on the floor and covered in hair.
If you ever swallow something you shouldn't have, email us.
Yeah.
Email at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. Or you just have something you can't tell anyone else about but us.
You done did it.
I know. I'm going to get a bunch of swallow emails.
Can't wait to read all those swallow
emails. Yeah, sorry.
Man,
email at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
Believe the things I've been swallowed.
I got a swallow problem.
Oh, God. Oh. This last one. I got burned by a belly button before my husband had a piece of corn in his.
Shut up. You shut your mouth.
Who's planting crops for next season?
That's so
my
nasty.
God.
He was eating corn with his shirt off? Who eats corn with their shirt off?
Almost every
shirt on when you're eating corn at a barbecue, Dave?
That's what I was going to say. There's so many barbecues.
Listen, if you're such a fat bastard.
You have corn in your belly button?
You have corn in your belly button. Thank your lucky stars you have a wife.
You're absolutely right. He's a lucky man.
It is it's a one in a million shot. It's like Luke destroying the Death Star. It's one in a million, kid.
The corn would end up in there.
Right. Like, come on. That's impressive.
I'm going to puke.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.